Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queenslanders hit the polls tomorrow to decide who they want as their local mayor and councillors to be over the next 4 years. Elections will be held across all 77 councils. Julie Cavanaugh, the Executive Director of Elections in the Queensland Electoral Commission, told 4ZZZ to get in early.
I would encourage people to turn out and vote today if they can. There's only 2 days left to vote, so early voting is open until 6 p.m. tonight. You can have a look on our website and see where those early voting centres are.
And a reminder, 4ZZZ will provide local election coverage throughout the day.
University of Queensland research has found gaming for more than 3 hours a day can lead to health problems. The university studied the habits of avid gamers aged 18 to 94 worldwide and concluded that excessive gaming, any more than 3 hours a day, increased the likelihood of physical problems. These include increased wrist, hand, back and neck pain, as well as faster eye fatigue than gamers who played under 3 hours. These symptoms of gaming disorder are now recognised by the World Health Organization. Doctors encourage gamers to play in moderation and take frequent breaks from the keyboard.
In national news, aged care workers are set to learn if they will be recipients of a major pay rise later today. The Fair Work Commission is preparing to hand down its response to an application lodged by the Health Service Union in 2020, which called for a 25% pay increase across the board. The decision will affect more than 100,000 indirect sector employees, who missed out on an interim 15% pay rise for direct care employees in 2022. The decision will be given by the Fair Work Commission today at 2 p.m.
Veteran homelessness has reached a marked increase in Tasmania in the past 2 years, with limited access to facilities for those in need. RSL Chief Executive John Hardy also believes that the rate of homelessness will double what they have on official record due to the lack of formal training of ex-service people. To combat this, the RSL planned to build at least 21 homes for veterans and increase support service available. However, residents have accused the major parties of largely ignoring the issue during the recent state election campaign.
And in international news, Senegal opposition leader Ousmane Sonko has been freed from prison, making him eligible for the upcoming presidential election this year. The politician, who was charged last year with immoral behaviour, was released from prison on Thursday under political amnesty ahead of the March 24th poll. Sonko is popular with younger people who are concerned about the growing economic cost of living crisis and living pressures in the West African country.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a chance of showers later. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That is all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.